law that women can have a job and they can reduce it to 20% of their total work.
So reduce it to 20% of their total work hour?
Yes. So they can, the men and women can both raise up the child, and it's not longer
No longer?
The job of the woman.
Yes, that's right.
I wonder what you think about that. Also about, I don't know if it is an English word, but emancipation.
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 Yes. Answer. Yes. You see, yesterday, during my sermon, I spoke exactly on this subject, apart from the one I mentioned earlier. I told the Ahmadis, men and women, that the Holy Quran, 1400 years ago, made it a joint responsibility for husband and wife to raise their children. And it is not the responsibility of mothers alone. Men must take full share of raising their children and looking after their moral responsibilities and their education in morality and sociology, etc. And that, I said, is also highly important to bring to a close the generation gap. If only mothers look after the children, there is a revulsion in the growing children against their fatherly figure, who is only represented in their minds as authoritative, dictating and things, who does not remind them of a deep relationship of love between them and the fathers right from the childhood. So already I have spoken on this subject, and this is my view, and this is the Islamic view, that when men and women are both responsible, I also quoted an example from the Holy Quran which reminds us of the upbringing of children by birds. Out of the animal kingdom, it is most pronounced in the birds that both the male and female take equal participation, even in hatching the eggs. One after the other, they sit over them and working for the nest and everything, until the birds, the young fledglings grow enough to be independent. So this is Islamic teaching, and I fully agree with this spirit of the law which has been legislated in Holland.